This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour, time for us to work through the top 10 items from the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, the week of April the 18th to the 22nd. Those of you who enjoyed the various holidays, you obviously weren't in Israel and Palestine. Other than that, happy Easter and Passover and Ramadan, and we get to the stories of the week and the people on the list. Thank you to Talkers Magazine, puts together this list every week. And we put 2 hours of programming together. First hour has to do with the DJV program that I host every week with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Jay Kirshner. Jay's not with us this week. She is ill, but Victoria's here and Jennifer's here so that we can have our comments, some of the discussions we had on the daily DJV program regarding these issues this past week. At number 10 on the countdown, the story list, the focus on Earth Day, which, as we are speaking, is something celebrated pretty much through the weekend. There are a lot of events around the country acknowledging the past 50 years, because it's the 50th anniversary. What's going on in Los Angeles? I just am interested in the two communities, the three communities that we represent. I'm on the East Coast outside of Boston. Victoria's down in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So what are your communities doing? What activities do you see or have you seen taking place this week and this weekend surrounding Earth Day?
I think they use the month at a city and county level in L.A. to promote recycling programs. They really try to ramp up the efforts to get people to ride share, especially on Earth Day. There were a lot of signs on the electronic billboards that surround all of the freeways in Southern California, encouraging people to ride share on Earth Day. So they use it. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I'm sure there are specific and individual celebrations that have probably happened this week. But I think for the whole month, the county uses it to try to promote their programs based on keeping things clean. And certainly it's about, for us, because we are such a big commuter city and county, it's about sharing rides, about recycling, about cleaning up the parks. There's a lot of conversation about that going on this month.
All right.
It's great.
What about where you are, Victoria? What's going on there?
Well, I'm in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore, and since we live on the beach, there's a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in our local community is about beach cleanups, and which I try to do all the time when we're walking the dogs on the beach.
Sure.
You know, there's so much trash, and
yep.
And it's so much plastic, like grocery store bags that float out to sea and choke wildlife in the ocean. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that it's just people are so irresponsible with their trash. And so that's kind of the main focus for us will just be everyone doing beach walks and cleanups.
The American Family Farmer, which is another program that I host each week in addition to this one and the DJV program, is a focus on what's going on America's farms, the family farms, not the big agricultural overkill, big conglomerates that are too much a part of our agricultural landscape. But I am looking at some of the things. We talked a lot about seeds and the things that can be grown that don't have to be connected to the big ag businesses. The things that they would promote to try to get you to think that you're going to grow more. You may grow more, but will you grow better? And I think that there is a big now more and more focus on things. I have a composting operation on my farm that I'm very proud of. There are things like that I'm interested in. The Captain Planet Foundation. I've not heard about them. You know about them? They have a Planet Alliance program that young people can use to be advocates for a lot of different environmental issues. If you're between the ages of 10 and 23 from anywhere, not only in our country but around the world, you can register, join this alliance. And so it does, it's, you know, thinking about biodiversity. Some of the words are buzzwords and some of them are kind of clanny and cliquish, and I don't like the buzzwords, but I do like the idea of conservation. I have been a conservationist all through my life, and I'm proud of it. I've conserved hundreds of acres of land surrounding my farm. I have conserved the lives of animals on my farm. I like the idea. I'm not, you know, always I challenge people who will come up to you and say, and they mean it politically, I'm a conservative, and they haven't got the first idea what really conservation is all about and being someone who conserves, saves, if you will, a thing. So anyway, that's a focus on number 10, Earth Day. Number 9, social media, the things that are in social media this week, the comments from folks. I think when we look at some of this stuff, I was actually shocked late in the week to see the story about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith talking about getting a divorce. Did you ladies see that?
I saw it in some of the tabloids.
Is that new, or are they talking about when they were separated?
No, they're talking about it now.
If they head for divorce, what would that look like? I don't think there's been a story that says Jada's talking about a divorce or Will Smith, mm-hmm. but I think people are speculating that their marriage won't withstand all of the stuff they did to it. And by the way, everything that we talk about, they're not victims of fame. These are things that they've probably done to one another. So it's been interesting. There was a story also this week that floated back to when, I guess Jada and Will were first starting to date, and she was in a long friendship with the rapper who's now dead, Tupac. And I guess she had to beg Tupac not to beat up Will Smith at the beginning of their relationship. That story has been floating around. So it's interesting how the stuff that's gone viral this week is kind of about some of the more strange moments, I guess, in their relationship.
Interesting. The other thing that I saw that I thought was interesting this week, only because I have a relationship to Christopher Maloney. He used to live next door to me when I had a house in Santa Monica down on the beach, and he was my next-door neighbor, and he sold it to move up to the hills. He had a house up at the Hollywood Hills, and apparently he's just sold that because he thought it was haunted, or his wife probably did, knowing his wife. And that's not bad. I just think she would probably think about it and be more, hysterical about it. So he's sold the house to the director of Red Notice, a fellow named Rawson Marshall Thurber. Red Notice, what was that? I don't remember Red Notice. Anyway, so he paid $5.5 million for this five-bedroom, seven-bathroom house. It was an off-market deal. The house went back to 1916.
Okay, yeah. So Red Notice is a great movie. That's the new movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. That's on Netflix. I love it. It's like a jewelry heist kind of caper movie. It's so good. But anyway, so that's the director.
The movie, it's not in the theaters. You can't see it.
No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Anyway, he apparently has had problems with houses that may have been,
he's haunted.
In New Canaan, Connecticut, because most of the stuff they're doing now, the production of all of the Law and Order shows is done in New York. So if he lives in New Canaan, that's pretty close into the city. He had apparently a home on the Hamptons. You know, it's a pretty interesting homes, actually. It's more Hollywood gossip. And that's part of what's, you know, social media is all about, as it turns out. Okay, let's move to number 8. What's going on with Disney in Florida? More unpleasant revelations about Disney. I think we talked about this, Jennifer, didn't we, on the DJV program earlier this week? I think all of us did, in terms of what is now being, what's coming, what's becoming public about it's. I don't know. I mean, I've never liked Disney.
Well,
never liked anything about them, because I think that they're a bunch of greedy SOBs.
This is such a multi-labeled story, and I'll tell you honestly. Like, I root for Florida and Ron DeSantis. I like them, but this is retaliatory. But the question is, should they have ever been given these rights to own, literally, and operate like their own kingdom? I know that's what they call it,
right.
But should
it
this have even been done? So, just to give you a little context. So Florida writes their parental rights bill. The media dubs it the Don't Say Gay bill. That's not what it is. We could argue about whether it's right or wrong, but that is not not what it is. It's not about not saying the word gay. They mislabel it. They push it around. You get corporations. You start pushing back against it. Disney did not at the beginning, but then they got pressure to push back. So then they came out pretty publicly against Florida, saying that this wasn't right. Florida then says, well, okay, you're going to start making waves for us. Well, we're going to say, hey, you're getting a lot of special treatment in our state of Florida. So let's look into that. And so then they bring up this thing about removing their rights from like this improvement act that is about 50 years old. And what that is that when Disney came to Florida, they brought a bunch of lobbyists with them and they said, we have this plan for 38 square mile facility, which is now Disney World, but it was out in the middle of pasture and swampland. And so they build this whole thing. They're given special privileges from Florida to create essentially like their own thing that they could rule. They have their own
little
police,
world.
Their own fire, their own little world, right, in the middle of Florida. Well, now the argument is, okay, was that ever appropriate, number one? Because is that putting other corporations on the same playing field? Could we take the Stefan Multimedia and the DJV show and the Talk Radio Countdown and all of your properties, Doug, and go to Florida and say, we want an autonomous zone.
Yeah, I want my own town.
Right. It's not quite
it's Stephenville.
Right, it's the haves versus the have-nots, right? We don't have the lobbyists or the power and the money to make that happen. So now there's another issue. So, yes, was it retaliatory on the part of Ron DeSantis and the Florida Senate? Absolutely. And Republicans who say it's not, they're lying to you. It is totally retaliatory from a Republican who loves Ron DeSantis in Florida. But that doesn't mean that this was right 50 years ago. And I think it is an interesting conversation about how the power that lies within lobbyists, where they could go in and get literally everything handed to them, like your own ability to, I mean, this gave them the right to permit all of their stuff. They didn't have to operate under Florida permit laws and rules and regulations and all that stuff. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But yeah, there's a lot of layers to the story for sure.
All right. Number seven on the countdown is something we'll get to in a few moments. Race relations, we still have the top seven, plus some more comments from you, your listeners. That list coming up in a moment as well. As we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, number seven is race relations, and I said something earlier about, and I think it wasn't on this program, it was on the DJV show, about Black Lives Matter, that whole mission. It's not mission accomplished. I think that it was very necessary as it got started for us to pay attention, but I think it's gone a little bit too far. And so that I'm going to leave my comments at that because it's 21 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Who's buying the land? If it's being sold because families don't want to keep farming, or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason, so who are the buyers?
Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is
good.
Very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what is going on? That's what I want to know. What the heck is going on? Lots of comments from our listeners about issues this week that we want to go through. The comments from you, thank you for participating in all of the question and answer. And just comments anytime. You feel free to. We're actually setting up a phone line that will take your comments as well. We haven't set it up yet. It isn't quite ready yet. But at any rate, in terms of your comments on either Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, the aforementioned Florida Disney situation. Man, look at all these comments. John Walsick says, $1 billion debt bomb to soothe the governor's oversized ego. Seems about right. Jason Moran says, Death Santis is going to get ruined on top of ruining everything he touches. Obviously not a fan there. Jim Boyle, Disney will get what's coming to them. Pretty interesting and wide variety here. Linda Stone says, woke minorities cause consequences for complacent majorities. Hopefully and eventually the chickens come home to roost. Kathy Ross sent a comment, and it reads, self-government never should have been started in the first place. Joe Roscoe says, the debt comes with revenue. Also, I don't understand that. What does that mean? The debt comes with revenue. The state has played. What does that mean?
I think maybe saying that Disney's brought a lot of money to the state, maybe, of
yeah,
Florida,
right.
Which is
yeah,
part of the promise, true. I'm sure, what Florida jumped on when they said, yeah come on in.
Of course
in.
They did. Greece,
it's a lot
more,
of tourist revenue.
More tax
why else
money
people
to waste?
Go to Orlando?
Right. Tim Lowe says, so doesn't this just make Disney equal to all the other attractions like SeaWorld? No. Not even close. Okay. Next group of comments have to do with the war. How is the media doing when it comes to reporting on what's going on in the war in your thinking? Susie Ortiz says there are a lot of censorship in some of the stories. I don't think everything is being reported. I don't know. Was she talking about on their side or our side? I guess that would be the question. Danielle Ivey says, I'm trying to figure out why they're broadcasting live testimony for Johnny Depp and less mainstream media coverage of what's happening.
That's a good question.
In Ukraine.
Although, we're here for all the Johnny Depp drama. That's true.
That's it. Okay. Jim Mancuso says, well, would people care as much if they weren't white people fighting? I don't know what that means. A lot of people have different. If you go through the, not all Eastern, well, I'm going to dig into this and it'll take away from the last comments, group of comments we have about mask mandating. And the fact that the mask mandate has been lifted, Al McEwen says, about time. Yep, I say that as well. Jeremy Winfield says, it's amazing to me people are even complaining. You'd think if they were so scared they needed a mask, they'd put themselves in places where people, where there aren't crowds. I guess that's what he means. Chris Meacham says, as someone that has to take long-haul flights to the mainland U.S., I welcome this ruling. Tim Lowe, he must be from one of our Hawaii stations. Tim Lowe writes, should be an individual choice. Let's get back to being a republic. Yes. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think I'm very happy about the mask mandate being left to individual choices. I think if you think, well, you ought to have one on, you should wear one. And that should be the case with all of the things that turn out. COVID is over as we knew it. For 2 years, it's been a problem. There still are people that are getting sick. There still are people in the hospital. That's not going to change. It's not going to go away. The flu shots that you get this fall will deal with it. For now, we need to move on. 28.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
Florida's House of Representatives on Thursday approved a state Senate passed measure that would strip Walt Disney Company of its self-governing special district. Disney opposed the parental rights law in Florida. That law will shield children as young as kindergartners from being taught sexual content in public schools. As more and more Americans don't trust mainstream media like they once did, CNN Plus has become CNN Minus. About 350 of the 700 people that worked at CNN Plus will be laid off. As Los Angeles, California officials demand masks remain in place, Philadelphia made its decision to end its mask mandate on Thursday night, just 4 days after starting it back up. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Before heading to the West Coast to talk about the environment Friday, the president addressed the nation on Thursday.
Approximately two-thirds of all Ukrainian children have been displaced from their home. More than 5 million Ukrainians have fled their country. It's an absolute outrage. The idea this is happening, approaching the second quarter of the 21st century, is just... Last month when I was in Europe, I announced the United States would welcome 100,000 Ukrainians so that we share in the responsibility of supporting Ukrainians fleeing Putin's war machine. We've already welcomed tens of thousands of Ukrainians to the United States, and today I'm announcing a program, Unite for Ukraine, a new program to enable Ukrainians seeking refuge to come directly from Europe to the United States. This new humanitarian parole program will complement the existing legal pathways available to Ukrainians, including immigrant visas and refugees processing.
After talking climate crisis today, the president will travel to Seattle, Washington, then to Philadelphia, then to Newcastle, Delaware tonight. The U.S. Department of Defense announced plans to build a mobile nuclear microreactor prototype at the Idaho National Laboratory in eastern Idaho. The Project Pele plan is a gas-cooled microreactor that could produce 1 to 5 megawatts of power. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. With me is Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The story list number 5 is a focus on crime and immigration on the list of top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week. If you want to follow this stuff, you can go to talkers.com or you can go to djvshow.com. So, number 5, I think this is an interesting representation of a, this is sort of like a, this looks like a movie. The Handyman Did It. A case that has actually captured a lot of attention around the country has been solved. 51-year-old Gors, I can't even pronounce his name. Is it Orsolya Gal, I think, from
Queens? That's
the Queens?
Woman, yeah, Orsolya. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. She was murdered.
What a story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Isn't this crazy? Go ahead, Judd. Go ahead and tell the story.
Well, no, you guys
jump in. Well, go ahead and tell the story because it is a wild story.
All right. So this guy was having an affair with this woman. They started doing work at the family's home 2 years ago. They had an on-again, off-again relationship. The two had gotten into an argument about the ending of the relationship. He stabbed her 55 times with a kitchen knife. And then he shoved her body into her son's hockey equipment bag, rolled her body nine blocks away before just dumping it. But there was a trail of blood from the bag that led back to the house. And the lady's husband and one of the two sons were away that weekend. The other son was home. It was unclear if he heard what was going on or not. And so here we go. This is a movie. This is a movie.
It'll be a Lifetime movie for sure.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right?
Crime and Passion.
And the thing that's also strange, too, is she was a beautiful woman. And
gorgeous.
The guy was like, ugh. Like, he was a nothing. I don't know.
And apparently, did you hear what she did? Like, I guess when the husband was away, like, she'd go, she had her 13-year-old kid upstairs, and then she'd go up to a bar, and the bartender would say that she was, like, this classy lady, but that she, you know, she'd come in and have, like, I don't know if she just limited it to one, but she'd have a Moscow Mule, she ordered dinner, and she'd do it late at night, like 11 or 12 o'clock, which, look, I'm not being judgy, but Judgerton, and this is obviously a horrific story, but it is an odd, I think it's an odd pattern of behavior probably for most people with their
not
kids.
Not if you want to have an
right.
affair, it's not.
Yeah, that's, I mean, obviously you're looking for something like that probably, yeah. Right? I mean, that's perfectly normal if you want to do that, but he had a key. He knew where the key was hidden to the house because he had worked on the house before, so that's how he was able to get in and wait for her. Ugh.
So what nationality is she? She's Eastern European, she's, right, wouldn't you say?
She looks white.
Yes, you would have liked her.
Yeah, she's very
much
like your type.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you for that.
Well, she was beautiful. I'm just saying, you know.
My type is beautiful women, yes, thank you.
Well.
Anyway, she looks pretty Eastern European to me. At any rate, that's
but the poor
there it
kid
is.
Who was at home up in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah. She was scared. Woof. Number four on the countdown. Well, I guess there's one other thing. Coupled with crime is the crimes being committed by illegal immigrants. And with that story, there's an analysis this week from Governor Abbott in Texas, his border patrol thing, whatever it is. There are people who have looked into what's going on, the doubling down of inspections for commercial trucks coming in from Mexico, causing all kinds of delays and this is a $9 billion problem at the moment. Abbott has rescinded the rule, but that's only because he was a lot of people threatening to stop, supporting him. He ordered the state troopers to conduct inspections of trucks, and it left, this is 3-4 days, and the food that's on the trucks is all rotting.
$9 billion worth of goods
were
lost. Horrible.
He looks really bad.
He well,
for any
yeah.
number of reasons.
Truckers are not happy with him right now.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just the truckers. It's just
right, but they're the ones who had to lose everything that spoiled while they sat there for days.
The cargo is not theirs. The cargo belongs to whoever the shipper is. But still, they lost not only. Was that a problem? But they lost revenue. If the trucks aren't moving, they don't get paid. So they sat there for 3 or 4 days and didn't get a nickel for it.
Yep.
So, all right, let's see. Number four, the January 6th committee. I don't know what else there is to say about this. I'm just so tired of reading stories about it.
Well, obviously it's in the news just because I think for a couple of reasons. One, Democrats are going to try to use it because it's an election year to try to remind people that Republicans are insurrectionists. So it's there for that reason. But it's also there because Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader of the Republicans in the House, there's a new book that's out that claimed to have footage of Kevin McCarthy saying Trump went too far. We want to pull Trump out of office. He's come out and said that that's inaccurate reporting. And so there's been a back and forth.
What does it mean, though, inaccurate? He doesn't say it's not true.
He says it's out of context or something like that. I don't know. Okay. Or he either denied saying it. To be honest with you, I'm so over the January 6th stuff that I really just blazed by and did what I hate, which is reading headlines. But he has come out and said that this was either out of context or he didn't say it at all, but he's been fighting it in the press trying to say he didn't say that. So I don't know if there's an actual recording that anybody's heard or if an alleged recording exists, but that's why it's become a story again this week.
Yeah. All right. So number three is COVID. And as far as I can see, the most important thing that happened this week regarding COVID hasn't got anything to do with numbers. It has to do with the mask mandate being lifted. You can fly and you don't have to wear a mask. You can, I mean, I guess I get the business about if you're in the subway and that sort of thing. But this is an educational process, not something, people resent being told what they have to do. And with good reason if you're living in a free country. So tell people why they ought to wear their masks and encourage them to do it, and let's go from there. At this point, the COVID situation is not what it was when all this got started. We have COVID problems. There are people getting sick, and there are still people dying. But this mask mandate isn't going to save, you know, if you choose to, like my children, when they're in public places, choose to wear a mask. But that's as much as anything else, because my daughter's husband has a mother that's compromised, so they want to protect her. My son's wife's mother has got a lung thing, but she also, we've got a five-month-old baby that wants to be protected. So, and as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, in that family, there was an event this past weekend, and one of the children in I think one of the cousins, was in school with somebody who had COVID. The cousin came down with it, and the mother came down with it, and now it's gone around and around, and you hear a lot of stories about that. It isn't, COVID's not a death sentence anymore, at least Omicron's not, but there's still people getting sick. So wear a mask if you're in a circumstance that seems compromising. But to be told you have to wear one on an airplane is ludicrous, because the air in the plane now, because of what the airlines had to do to clean their act up, the air in the plane is cleaner than pretty much any place else you would be. And one who frequently flies finds it annoying as all get out to have to wear a mask.
The other thing, too, is if you think about it, you know, everyone milks the whole, well, you know, I'm drinking, or I'm actively sipping my drink, or I'm actively eating, you know, everyone's milking it anyway. And then half the plane has the mask below their nose. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. People aren't even doing it right.
No. Uh-uh.
I think what's going to be really confusing, though, is where I think we're headed. And that is that L.A. County, New York City have all said, well, you know, in travel hubs, meaning airports, now you have to wear a mask. And I think they're doing that to try to help bolster up the claims of the Biden administration at this point. So back to the masking if you fly into LAX, but then if you go into San Francisco, you can take the mask off. Or if you go to Vegas, you can take the mask off when you're in the airport. And then what's going to be even more confusing is now they're saying they might leave it up to airlines to decide. So imagine that. It may be really problematic for people to determine what the rules actually are, and how is it going to be safe to fly on a Delta flight but not on an American flight?
Yeah, that's
using
just,
that as just
nuts.
An example. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Number two has to do with the war. President says there is a new humanitarian parole program to welcome Ukrainian citizens fleeing Russia's invasion. Program known as Uniting for Ukraine, part of the administration commitment to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians. I suppose we should have talked about that in number five as well, the immigration story. The Homeland Security people have been telling reporters this week that they anticipate the 100,000 will enter the U.S. because or through this effort. And I get it. I'm okay with this, frankly. As long as we monitor it, make sure that the people coming in here are not troublemakers, that's the only issue.
Well, you have to have a U.S. sponsor. You have to have complete vaccinations, other health requirements. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of security checks and stuff that they're going to do. I think that there's such a spotlight on it that they can't mess this up.
They can't mess it up. They can't afford to mess it up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Also this week, the Bidens have announced another $800 million in military aid for Ukraine, heavy artillery, that sort of thing. So far we've given them $3.5 billion worth of aid. And people don't know this, at least it's not public because they don't want to have it public. We have soldiers, they're called advisors, on the ground teaching the Ukrainians how to use this stuff. They're well guarded, and so am I giving away something that I shouldn't be giving away? Nah, because there are enough. You got to know the Russians know that there are Americans there, one way or another. So anyway, the troops are being trained to use these howitzers. They're also being trained on the special vehicles that are there. There's part of the intelligence package of what they're seeing. And they have these satellites that are viewing everything that's going on. Apparently, one of the things this week that was uncovered was a mass grave near Mariupol. You can see it.
Horrible.
There are pictures around of it.
The satellite images show it.
Yeah. All right. Number one this week is the economy. The inflation rate, what it costs to buy a house now and a new car. One of the things that happened, though, interestingly enough, as all of the inflation takes place, Americans are spending more money than ever in the history of our country. Spending at retailers and restaurants up almost a point in the last month. Billions,
restaurant
hundreds
prices
of
are insane right now.
I know.
Yeah.
$50 for
it's
a piece
nuts.
Of fish that was 20. I mean, it's just
grocery
crazy.
Prices too. Buying all of our Easter groceries, holy smokes. It was like what I would normally pay about $150, $174 was close to $300. It is really a difference.
Didn't you say that they're adding someplace I looked at, I went to dinner once this week with a friend. I didn't see a tax or an add-in charge.
Oh, yeah. Some restaurants be careful. Check your receipts, because depending on where you are, some restaurants are adding a COVID tax.
Yeah.
And there's a steakhouse that opened in the village that we live in, and they had a 20% COVID tax.
Great.
So you pay your bill, you pay the regular state taxes, and then it's just more money going to the restaurant. So just make sure, you know, sometimes it's not that clear on the receipt.
Right. Yeah. All right, so those are the stories. As you might imagine, Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Putin is two. Zelensky is three. That hasn't changed much over the course of the past week. But those are the stories and a lot of the conversation that we've had this week on the DJV program. Thanks to Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. Ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for an overview of Cat Talk with the man in the know. It's Nick's News. Nick Miles is here. OurAutoExpert.com is his review site for all the new cars and things going on in the automobile business. I will tell you that I spoke to somebody who actually has driven a new Rover and has seen the inside. Is that still embargoed, or is that something?
Yeah, no. Yeah, the video's out, the story's out, everything's publico.
Yeah, including the prices, which apparently are astronomical. But they're using ivory instead of that grain fake wood stuff inside the upscale models and everything in a Range Rover. But the price, there's a model of a Range Rover that's going for $210,000.
I saw one, 257.
257?
Yes.
Okay, good luck to those guys. Well, listen, if they can get it, they can get it. I can't imagine that under the circumstances that somebody won't, that buys them, you know, like the Queen or somebody that's in. Why is somebody calling me this? What's going on here? Sorry about that.
It's Range Rover. They want to have a chat with you about it.
Right. Taking me back to the ball game. All right. So there was a crash this week in Missouri that was problematic because of the load that was in the car. What did you find out about that?
Well, it seems funny now you think about it because it seems to be legal everywhere else. But these two chaps, unfortunately, weren't paying much attention and ran into the back of a vehicle that had already crashed and spilled their load on the date of 4/20, and what did they spread all over the road? But a lot of marijuana. And they couldn't have done it on a worse date, unfortunately. And then the poor old troopers had to call in extra troopers to help them pick it up. And suppose that they got it all. I'm not sure it all got turned into the evidence locker. But the two poor chaps didn't get their personal harvest taken to where they wanted it to. It got hauled away to the lockup. And no longer did they get the cash they were hoping for it, but they got cashed into the local lockup. So sad for them. But the troopers took away their haul, their stash, as you would say, on 420. Quite ironic.
420. Okay. Ford has recalled a lot of trucks and SUVs. What's the problem? What I find interesting looking at this is that it tells you that the F-Series truck and the Expedition and the Lincoln Navigator all have the same platform and are all basically the same vehicle except the skin. Yeah. Is that an accurate assumption?
Yeah. It's interestingly enough, they're having a windshield wiper problem. And this is the third time that they've had an issue with this, this problem for Ford. I think 600,000 windshield wipers, they've had problems with at Ford now, and they don't work. And Ford are sort of racking their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a problem, and it's a serious problem too, because obviously when you're driving through rain or nasty weather and you need to be able to see where you're going, you can't. It's quite detrimental to your driving abilities. And so Ford are actually having to replace the windshield wipers. They don't come on at all in some cases. And so Ford are actually recalling the whole load of these vehicles. And if you want to know if your vehicle is actually one of those recalled, all you have to do is take that VIN number of yours and type it into NTH. You take the VIN number and you go to the National Transportation website, NHTSA.com, and type your number in. It'll tell you if there's any recall on your vehicle whatsoever.
No matter what it is.
And you go and get it replaced at the dealer, which you should do, by the way, because windshield wipers, well, they're quite important.
Unless you live in the desert, they're pretty important. Yep. All right, next up, there's a new Kia electric vehicle, and it's going to be fairly expensive for a Kia, right? Isn't this kind of a high price for a Kia?
Well, it's interesting, too. You know, I'm looking at these. I just got off driving this Subaru Solterra, which is this sort of smallish Subaru. It cost about $51,000 for an electric vehicle, which electric vehicles are quite expensive. I mean, you know, the Nissan Leaf is the cheapest, but this is one of the largest they make. It's a three-row, and they're only going to charge $50,000 for it. It does look a bit like a spaceship, but they're saying next year their largest three-row electric vehicle is going to cost $50,000.
I like cars that look like cars. Thanks. All right. Thank you, Nick Miles at rautoexpert.com here at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.